101.7 The Truth. Seven The Truth, it's your girl Jazz Tyler Digi Meech. We are live and direct at the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of beautiful downtown Milwaukee. Meech, what's the word?
What's the word?
Talk to me. We got some special guests in the building.
Got E2 and Wavy Boy, top producers from Milwaukee, MKE legends, industry bound. What's going on?
Yes, indeed.
What's the word? What's the word?
Man, grateful to have y'all up here. Grateful that y'all are even from the city. Just very excited for y'all to be here. How y'all feeling today?
Good.
Man. Come on, man.
Yeah, I know,
man.
Right?
Feel good.
These my boys. What's happening?
Right into it.
That's what's up. Wavy, I want to start with you, right? First and foremost, I've had the pleasure of seeing your journey from start to finish. Mm-hmm. I think it's incredible, especially coming from where you come from. I think your dedication is amazing as well. And it's, I don't like to say role model. I say real models, but it's you're a real model for the generation coming up in the city, right? Can you just tap in a little bit and let us know your upbringing, how you got into music, where you from, what hood you played?
I'm going to go through all that. What hood you from? Yo, so I'm Wavy Boy, born and raised Milwaukee, Wisconsin. My hood, Highland Park Projects. So I grew up in Highland Park. So if y'all know about Highland Park.
Oh, yes, indeed. FIU. Shout out to Nuke.
I know what's going on. So, yeah, my background in music, man, I started in church. I'm the fourth oldest of 10. My mom and dad are pastors, you know. So y'all know how that go when you PKs.
Yeah, absolutely.
We in church every day.
Yeah.
Almost, you know. So my mom, she played drums, and she used to tour with Sheila E.
First of all, shout out to moms.
I love the drums,
but that's fire.
Yeah, so she played drums, and she used to play for like the churches when we was growing up. And I picked up the sticks at 2, so I started playing drums at the age of 2. Yeah, at the age of 7, I was leading North Division marching band on snare. You know what I'm saying? At 7, you know. So music has always been around my family, like. My uncles play, her brothers, they play, you know what I'm saying? So
it's genetics.
Yeah, it's in me, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely in me. So once I start playing the keyboard, I start playing the keyboard at 12. That's where me and E kind of met each other because our siblings was going to High School of the Arts. And Erica. She used to
my big sister, big sister.
She used to talk to my brother Josh on the phone a lot. So me and E, the way we started kicking and getting together like that is we used to talk on the phone and trade chords with each other. Yeah. We used to spell the chords.
I mean, that's how you had to do
that's
it.
That's fire.
Yeah, no YouTube, but no nothing back then.
That's fire.
So that's how me and E tapped in into the music, you know. So music has been around the whole time. I didn't go to the arts because they didn't have no basketball team. I really wanted to hoop. You know what I'm saying? So,
what high school you went to?
I went to Marshall, and then I went to Hamilton.
Okay.
Yeah.
As long as it's not Tech.
I'm just saying. The dopest of the dopest musicians, you know, like DC, Sean Hinton, you know, them guys, Micahs, you know, so I was always around some of the coldest guys in the city that was doing the music. So I had no choice but to, you know, tap all the way in with that. You know
So E2, tell me about your upbringing, man. How you
Man, it's kind of the same. It's kind of the same as Wavy's, man. You know, I'm a PK kid as well. I really got my street smarts from 51st and Center.
Okay.
Shout out to everybody over there.
Uptown.
But, you know, I'm from Milwaukee. Man, played the piano in the church, played the drums. The same type of story. I always knew, though, if I was going to make it, you know, in the music business, I had to leave Milwaukee because it wasn't a market here, mm-hmm. you know, for music. So, yeah, that's I don't and I'm gonna say this because, you know, I don't really like talking about myself. You know what I'm saying?
Wait. Wait.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I really like putting everybody else on and putting the spotlight on everybody else. But you know, as far as me, I would say, you know, I'm one of the top producers to come out the city.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
No, hold on.
That's why you
hold on one second.
You know what I
need
mean?
You to say that again, but I need you to say it like you know it.
Yeah,
like we're not being humbled around here.
I'm gonna say I'm one of the best, you know what I mean, to come out the city, man.
There we go.
We did a lot of hit records. Shout out to Rico Love.
Shout out Rico.
Shout out Chad. Man, where would I be without C Note?
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
He texting me now.
He gonna be up here next week. Shout out to Chad.
Yeah, shout out C Note. Shout out my business partner Earl. You know, I couldn't have did it without E Hood. He stay in Denver now with his pops. But yeah,
let us know some of the records y'all produce.
We did Boyfriend Number 2. Shout out Pleasure P. He'll be here July 17th for Wavy Boys Red and White Party celebrating his 40th. Boyfriend Number 2, we did man, you taking me back now. Ball, T.I. and Lil Wayne, we did 4 AM, Melanie Fiona, Odeo by Romeo Santos and Drake. That was my first Drake placement. We did a lot of them. I can't even think of them. Nicki Minaj and French Montana. I actually wrote I Ain't Worried About Nothing.
Yeah.
By French Montana. Shout out to French, man. But yeah, we had a lot of success, man. We had a lot of success, and now, you know, we working on MJ. You know what I mean? It's our artist that we brought here. You know what I mean? We'll get into that.
Yeah.
You know, but we've been lacing him up, man, with no skips, man. I'm talking about
straight play.
This project gonna be one for the books, man. And it's one of the projects I'm most excited about because it's the most creative control I've ever had.
Yeah.
Without having to, you know what I mean? Listen to an A&R or CEO or, you know what I mean? Something like that. So yeah, you know.
So, what excites you about building this with E2?
Hold on 1 second. MJ.
Okay.
You gotta introduce yourself.
I'm saying we're gonna get there.
I was just waiting my turn, you know what I mean? So, MJ. I'm here. I'm from the city. I'm MJ. I'm from the city here from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I left very young. Mm-hmm. You know, as soon as I graduated, I got up out of here doing the same thing as E, pursuing my music career. I had a deal at 15 years old. So I left the city and pursued that and been on a journey ever since. You know, I grew up, you know, me and Dub, you know, we grew up together. You know, since we was kids, marching and stepping together since we was in elementary school, middle school. You know, me and E, we met through Rico Love. That's how we tapped in with each other. So this has been over a decade and, you know, double digits decades, you know, even with Wave. So, you know, us all coming back together and doing music and getting out here and really creating something and being passionate about what we're doing. You know, we're really having a good time. We're having fun because it's a lot of memories. You know,
that's
what we're doing. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, so how does it feel to be back home?
Oh, man, all my family is at home. You know, I love coming home. You know, I stayed away for a long time and didn't come back to the city. You know, when you're chasing your dreams and, you know, I felt like it wasn't nothing here in the city for me. And I'm not even going to lie. I'm going to be a little bit transparent. I kind of got lost, you know what I'm saying, being out there, being lost as far as you forget that family is the most important thing to you.
Facts.
So when I was out there chasing my dreams, I felt like I couldn't come back to the city until I accomplished the things that I wanted to accomplish or what was the purpose of coming back. Yeah. But, you know, through your ups and downs, you forget and you stay away. And, you know, I'm just at the point in my life and at my age, it's just like, you know, family is everything. And my brothers Absolutely. And my family is pushing me through and really getting me to the next level where I want to be.
Absolutely. Well, welcome back home.
Thank you.
Meech.
Yeah, so for all y'all, what excites y'all working together on this project?
So what's dope is what's crazy, like MJ just said, I've been on MJ since we was young, you know what I'm saying? And when they left, I was the only one still here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I was grinding, watching them, like, go crazy.
Yeah.
You feel me? So it put a battery in my back, like, yo, I got to go even harder, you know what I'm saying? Because I couldn't get up out of here like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. they was fortunate to leave. I couldn't go like that, you know what I'm saying? So I had to stay. Family, build the church, do all that type of stuff. Yeah. So I had to be here. So what's so dope about us working now is we are all into ourselves now. We know what we bring to the table as a crew. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no yes man in this circle. Yeah, if it's trash, it's trash.
It's trash.
That's right.
Go to the next joint. You know what I'm saying? Me and E, if y'all know, people that's listening, if y'all know me and E, yeah. we do a lot of going back and forth because we don't yes each other. If it's weak, it's weak, bro.
Yeah.
Like, go to the next joint. Like, or let's figure out how we gonna make this joint tight. You know what I'm saying? So that's the dopest part about working with these bros right here. You know what I'm saying? Because I seen where they came from and they seen where I come from. You know what I'm saying? So that's what makes it dope to me.
Absolutely. We got to go to break to pay some bills. Do not touch that dial. We got Wavy Boy, E2, and MJ in the building. 101.7 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler Digi Meech. We are live and direct at Third Street Market Hall. We got some special guests in the building. Meech, what's the word?
What's the word? We got E2 and Wavy Boy in the building.
Yeah.
So it's a group name or what?
No. We just brothers working, bro.
Yeah, E2 and Wavy Boy. Yeah.
E2 and Wavy.
Shout out E Hood. Any shout outs y'all got right now?
Man, shout out to July 17th show that's going to be at the Rave, man. Y'all go get y'all tickets Please. While y'all can.
Let's talk about the Red and White Party.
So the Red and White Party, man, I was actually going to do something small for my 40th.
Yeah.
And I hollered at P. He was like, yeah, most definitely, I'm going to come out. I'm going to knock it out for you. Then I hollered at Clef. Clef was like, man, he ain't never performed in Milwaukee.
So Clef is?
He's coming.
Why Clef?
Sure. Yeah.
Why Clef?
For the first time my big ever brother, man. Performing in Milwaukee for the first time ever.
So, wow.
So he'll be here live, man. I got MJ performing. I got Jarvis Red, country artist.
He's I like performing. Jarvis.
Yeah, you know, yeah, I mean, everybody I didn't work with and produce pretty much is going to be performing. So, like, Mike Shane.
Yeah.
That's the homie.
Cousin. Shout out Mike.
Mike, he performing. Wavy D and Gas, man, and my little brothers.
Jake
and Dan, they gonna be performing. It's gonna be a lit night, dog. Like, honestly, like, a lot of the homies from LA, a lot of the homies from New York.
Yeah,
it's gonna be star studded. People is popping up. Like,
yeah, this is what you want to put together when you do your 40th.
Yeah.
Facts. I'm so jealous a little.
They talked me out of doing it on a smaller scale because I was just gonna do close friends and family. You know, they was like, nah.
Oh, you Wavy Boy.
You gotta do it big.
I mean, cause
not for your 40.
When is the event? When is it, and where is it again?
July 17th at
it's
the Rave.
Friday. July
How can people
17th.
Purchase tickets?
Oh, go to the Rave the website.
Okay.
And then get the tickets. I wish they would have put tickets in my hand because I would have been out here going crazy. You know?
Yeah, we probably end up having like 200 tickets for physical sales, but.
Y'all got to get us some up here at the station.
No,
Definitely. Yeah. Most
and then
definitely.
For the artists that's listening, I got like 5 slots that I'm going to do.
Okay, Jazz.
So if
first of all, I don't do that.
If you want to open up, if you want to be a part of the show.
Where the button at, Zach?
You got to go, what it's called, E2? Go to E2.
E2 live
right now. Go to WavyBoy_B.
On Instagram. Yep,
send me your music, man. We will vet the music out. And if y'all make the cut, y'all be opening up.
Oh, so it's free slots in a sense?
Not free, but, you know, once we go through listening to the music and see what we like. Because, you know, it's going to be a lot of people in the building.
Yeah. A lot of submissions.
Yeah, you know. People are making a good impression.
Chicago
That's what we
want to
do.
Racing coming out.
Is there a certain or specific type of genre that can, or anybody can
anybody,
audition?
Anybody. Like I said, I got R&B, I got country, mm-hmm. I got trap, you know what I'm saying, reggae, Southern soul.
Okay.
All that,
okay.
Yeah. So,
jazz,
it don't matter.
Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about it.
Hey, Jazz, you artist?
Yeah. She got her first verse. First coming. She ain't dropped it yet on the air. We finna do it live on the air.
Don't let him gas y'all up. He lying. So, coming from Milwaukee, I am a former artist. Coming from Milwaukee, we know that this city is difficult for creatives. It's not necessarily for us. So, what is it about the city that makes you want to come back and pour into the creatives?
For me, it's the talent. It's a lot of talent here, man. Like,
absolutely.
You know, it's a lot of untapped talent with no hub. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, that's what essentially, like, we want to be.
Yeah.
We want to be the hub where people can come and, man, if we could just get over there,
yeah.
You know, you never know. Man, I discovered some amazing artists, and I've tried to get, like, at least 3 or 4 artists signed, you know.
Man, tell me about it. It's one of mine.
Man, yeah. Bro, you lead them to the door.
Okay.
And they're not ready.
Yeah.
They not ready. Yeah. They start dodging your calls.
Yeah,
and it's like, man, all this music and stuff we worked on.
Yeah.
Kind of go to waste, but it's definitely the talent here for me. I said I would never come back here.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of other guys we working with said they'll never come back here.
Yeah.
So the fact that I'm here, I know it's like divine intervention.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That it's some type of destiny that's supposed to happen here. So I'm just being open to that and we came up on MJ.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And a couple of other artists, you know, and a couple of other business deals. So it's been great since I've been back. I can't say, you know, being in Milwaukee is bad. I love this city.
Yeah.
You know, if it could be like this, weather-wise,
hello.
All year round, yeah, I would absolutely love it. But
absolutely.
But yeah, it's a lot of untapped potential here, and it's a lot of artists and talent here that just need to be heard.
I just want to tap on that. I think a lot of people from Milwaukee don't understand that you really can make it in the business. Even for myself, like me leaving and getting a music deal, touring on with Romeo Santos for years, one of the biggest Latin artists.
Yeah. Shout out Romeo.
Working and being signed to Rico Love.
Yeah.
You know, now being currently on Love & Hip Hop Miami, you know what I'm saying? Like doing all this work that I've done. Like, I've done a lot of things,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? It hasn't been easy, but I've done it. You can make it. Sometimes you just need the right person to push you in the right direction and tell you what it is you need to do.
That's
so
a fact.
You can use your gift.
That's a fact.
You know, and Milwaukee got a lot of talent.
We do. And it's, you know, I feel like compared to when I used to run in the A, like 2010, 2011, then compared to now, as far as that industry and this industry, the city is better. Mm. They've built more. They're more youthful. They're serving to creatives a little bit better. But I feel like we are still a little bit behind. And I think the reason is because of exactly what you said. When you leave, you don't want to come back. You don't want to come back primarily because the people at the crib never supports you first.
Exactly.
And it makes it difficult. So congrats to y'all and big ups to y'all for
coming
back and rocking. Because a lot of people don't. I done came back plenty times. This might
you
be my
come
life.
Back.
I'm back.
All right.
I'm back.
All right.
Listening all right. party.
Yeah.
I mean, all right.
Oh, yeah.
So, MJ, what do you think did you have that Milwaukee missing?
What I have that Milwaukee is missing, somebody to really rep the city.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've traveled all over the world, been everywhere, and I rep my city. And I think that when people see that, okay, there's somebody that's really out there that's repping the city. Oh, he came from my city, and he's doing that. He looked like that. He's doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really going to open their eyes, you know. And the talent. I got talent just like they got talent.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm really pursuing my dream and doing what I love to do. So, you know, I think that's what they need to see. They need somebody in a physical form right here in the city, coming to the city, tapping in.
Come on now. Didn't we just talk about this last week?
Yeah.
That there is nobody who is physically in the industry that's still here.
Right.
And those who are, they not really here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we chasing the chip.
Yeah, yeah, we chasing Cuckoo Cow's ship. That was the debate.
Yeah,
and my family is here in the city. Everybody know my family.
Yeah.
You know? We take it as far back to Red Snappers.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Pitt's
Absolutely.
Funeral Home. You know what I mean?
Like,
we out here.
Yeah,
so
yes,
y'all sent me a record.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Tell us about the song.
That's his first single, man. The first single. So he putting out kind of like a double album project. Mm-hmm. The first title of the first project is
R&P.
R&P.
That's the R&B side.
Yeah,
you know, that's the R&B,
you know, the R&B
side.
Though. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And then the second side is going to be Southern Soul.
Okay.
We haven't came up with a title yet, but.
Overall, I'm looking towards the program. But
the program?
You know, yeah.
You know, but it's the option.
All right, he just dropped it then. It's the program.
It's the program. Let's do it.
Ain't nothing bigger than the program.
Bigger than the program.
That's crazy.
You gotta stop thinking small. You gotta think big.
So when y'all think about releasing it?
So we doing a listening party on the 18th at Brownstone.
So y'all got the red and white party.
No. That's this month.
No.
June is the listening party.
June
18th.
Yeah, June 18th.
June 18th at Brownstone. So we will be in the building.
Doors open up at 7:00.
Is it free? Or
it's free. Yeah, everybody come. Yeah, we want
y'all
everybody
got two
to pop up. Yeah, back to back.
That's fine.
And MJ will be in there performing. He will be playing the music that me and E2 produced.
And Jarvis Red.
Shout out to Jarvis. Jarvis did a lot of writing.
Shout out Jay Red.
Jake Gasman and Dan.
Oh, yeah,
they did a lot. Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's the team. Like, when you hear us talking, these Gasman, Wavy D, Jarvis Red, they behind the scenes going crazy.
Shout out Casey.
I seen him in the studio with y'all. Yo.
Yeah,
Jarvis
crazy.
Fire, though.
Yeah, man, I'm talking about
his ears.
E-Next.
Crazy.
We just wrapped up NJ Project. We about to do all the promotion
I'm
on that.
I'm coming up.
And then J Red next.
You outside?
I'm going
outside.
Jarvis Red.
Y'all got me outside. But
go ahead,
just
man.
Said that you don't even go out, Misha.
I'm
going to
go in the studio. In the studio.
You ain't trying to produce no more? I can still see you making beats.
Come on now.
Okay,
that's what I said. I ain't finna do this without me. Come on, Zach. Right. Come on. Let's take a listen to this record.
Yes, sir.
You got it, Zach? Go ahead and introduce.
Yeah. Listen here. We ain't about to be playing them type of games. Cause I already know what it is.
Those ain't my shoes under the bed. Ooh. Whoa. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, put up quick, didn't text this time. Thought I was surprised you had you on my mind. Lights real low, something's feeling off. Too quiet in here where you at, don't hide. Keys hit the table, I'm calling your name. No reply, now I'm feeling the way. Walk to the room, heart switching pace. Soon as I look down, yeah, everything changed. Trying to play it cool, but I know what it is. Ain't no way I'm mistaken this. Those ain't my shoes under the bed. Those ain't my, got me in my head overthinking again. But I know I ain't blind. Who been laying where I lay? Whoa, those ain't my shoes under the bed. Don't even try to explain. Whoa, yeah, you been moving different lately. Phone on solid screen, face down daily. Seeing your side roll away from me. Now it's making sense, yeah, it's all too crazy. Yeah, got a sin in the air I don't wear. And that size right there, yeah, that ain't fair. Pick them up, yeah, I know they ain't mine. Now you got me questioning all this time. Trying to play it cool, but I know what it is. Ain't no way I'm mistaken this. Those ain't my shoes under the bed, yeah. Those ain't mine. Got me in my head overthinking again. But I know I ain't blind. Who been laying where I lay? Who been calling you, babe? Those ain't my shoes under the bed. Don't even try to explain. Yeah, was it worth it? Tell me straight. All them lies just to keep me in place. I gave you time. I gave you space. You gave my spot to somebody else, Lord.
Damn. You ain't even gotta say nothing, cause I see it.
Those ain't my shoes under the bed. Those ain't my. Got me in my head overthinking again. But I know I ain't blind. Who been laying where I lay? Who been calling you, babe? Those ain't my shoes under the bed. Don't even try to explain, yeah.
That's an exclusive MJ Wavy Boy E2. Stay tuned. Do not touch that dial. We got to go to break and pay some bills. 101.7 The Truth.
Those ain't my shoes under the bed.
101.7 The Truth. Those it's your girl Jazz Tyler Digi Meets. We are live and direct. Third Street Market Hall in the beautiful downtown Milwaukee. We got MJ in the building.
It's the word MJ.
Man, yeah, what's happening? Y'all just That's heard shoes fine. Under the bed. What y'all think about it?
Man, listen, man, look, I got a lot to say because I'm trying to understand.
You got a Z-bomb.
How she met, like, how she slipped. How did, I don't understand.
Oh, here you
she
go.
She wasn't paying attention.
She had too much fun.
She had too much. Man, he blew her out.
She had too much fun.
We want to talk about this on Friday.
This is what music is, though. Being creative and, like, talking about things that people don't normally talk about.
Absolutely.
In a clever way.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So I really love this song. You know, we really came up with one. Yeah,
so thanks. How, walk us through the process of how this song was created.
Exactly what I said. Sitting in the studio and... thinking about things that we've been through,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Everybody talking about different things, and shout out to Sid.
Sid, yeah.
Big Sid.
Sid 55, you know what I mean?
My boy.
Sid 55, you know what I mean?
He came up with the concept.
He came up with the concept.
Sid 55.
He's been through some things.
You already know. He's been through it.
Shout out Sid, man.
So yes, we was like, hey, let's do a song about shoes under the bed, and came up with this concept, yeah. And actually knocked it out and killed it. You know
That's
what I mean?
That's fire.
So,
what you say? I wear 13. It's an 8.
or maybe I had the 8 and he had the 13.
Accusation.
It's a conversation.
This record is incredible.
Thank you.
This record is real R&B.
Yes.
It's grown people music.
It is.
And it doesn't sound like anything that's out.
Definitely.
That's what's most exciting. Yeah. And it doesn't sound like, you know, you wouldn't typically place a song like this or reference it to a Milwaukee, someone who's born from Milwaukee.
You're absolutely right.
So, yeah, it's, listen, how can I download it?
Huh?
Is it out? Is
it's
it
not,
out?
It's not shoes out under the bed.
Oh,
it's
that
not
was
out.
Exclusive.
That was an exclusive.
Oh, yeah.
That was an exclusive.
Come on, man. We know we get all exclusives right here on Tap
Yeah, I know. We got to treat y'all special.
Thank
so
you.
So if you show up to the listening party on the 18th,
yeah,
on the 18th at Brownstone, June 18th, you're going to listen to all the exclusive music that hasn't been released yet.
Gotcha.
So we're going to really have a treat for y'all if y'all show up. And it's free.
Absolutely.
So why not? Show up. Pull
yeah,
up.
We really want
what
the people to pick the single.
Yeah.
Got you.
We really,
okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why we ain't put no music out yet and did nothing, because we want the people to tell us what to do.
Is it 8 p.m.?
And that
yeah.
makes sense.
Doors open up at 7.
Doors open up at 7.
Yeah. Okay.
That makes sense. I don't know, meet you, but pull
I mean,
up.
They should have brought some old music so we could have the people...
Yeah.
Pick it. I'd rather hear some more.
I'm coming to y'all. It's up to y'all. Now, we got a lot of them.
We got a lot of them. Let's do it.
We got a lot of records.
Y'all want to stick to the Southern soul, or y'all want to go into the R&B side?
We can go whichever way.
I want to hear what you think is that the best that you put out. I mean, y'all put into the studio right now.
With the best?
The one that y'all like. I know.
Okay, hold on.
Because you know, as a producer, you got your favorite, but you don't want the.
It's hard, though, because it changed every day for us.
Yeah.
See, E listened to the music more than all of us. He rides
y'all
to the
don't
music.
Be listening to music.
I got to study what's wrong. Hold on, right there. Could have been
real?
Better.
Yeah,
hold on.
He listens to the music all the time.
I do it different because I wait a week or two and come back and see if I got the same feel. If anything... off, then that's what I'm going
to
change.
Oh, yeah, I'm moving on to the next song.
Yeah,
he's still on the last
he's
song.
Still,
like, oh, we need to do this, we need to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. He trying to make it perfect, man.
I love you for it, though.
That sound good, man.
Yes, indeed.
So this next record, we're going to switch it up a little bit, you know, from Shoes Under the Bed. We're going to, what we going to play?
We're going to play Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman.
Okay.
So we still on the Southern Soul. You're going to be able to dance a little bit to this one.
Okay, right. Let's get it.
So what's going to be the difference between, what's the difference between the Southern Soul and R&P.
R&P, he gonna be talking that talk.
I'm gonna be talking that R&P.
Southern Soul is more storytelling.
R&P.
And it's more, and it's definitely more, a lot more R&B, you know, urban R&B.
Yeah.
As far as the R&P. So Southern Soul was more storytelling, more soulful.
Yeah.
You know.
So yeah. Is this
That's fire.
I think the story the story is kind of resembles like what you've been through.
I've been through something like that. And she might have left her lashes instead of leaving some shoes. Left her eyelashes on the side of the bed.
We were just talking about this.
They're going to leave something. Now.
They're going to leave something to get you caught up. They're
going
to
leave something.
Y'all be doing it. Y'all know what y'all be doing.
I don't know who y'all is, set but I'm leaving with everything I paid for. That spin a night bag.
Just waiting on Zach to load it up real quick.
Yes, sir.
Yes, y'all got indeed. Any, like we said, y'all got any other shout outs y'all want to give up right now?
My sister Shay Johnson.
Shout out to Shay.
For my listening party, Shay, Love and Hip Hop. You know, Flavor of Love, y'all know all the shows.
Yes, indeed.
She'll be in town, representing for the city. I love my sister. She support me, everything I do. She
absolutely.
So I can't wait till she get it.
That's fire.
Yeah, I got a shout out Cersei, man. Like
shout
I said.
Cersei.
Cersei Crown.
Got all
world.
The big names.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I got to shout the people who put me on and you know, allow me to create, you know, financial abundance for my family right now. C-Note. Cersei, shout out Rico Love. He doing a listening party on
at Favorites.
Yeah, that's the day party.
Okay.
So it's gonna be a day party at Favorites, and then he doing a listening party somewhere. I think
Cigar Lounge.
Yeah.
Above
yeah.
City Social. Yeah.
Okay.
I think on the 14th.
Shout out his album dropping on the 26th. I'm glad, you know, my brother got back in the studio and got back focused. You know what I mean?
Yes, indeed.
Mental health is everything, man. You know what I mean?
And his pen game nasty.
One of the dopest songwriters of our time.
Yeah.
Like I say that hands down.
And
like,
what's his album called again? It's called
Bad Boy 97 Bad Boy.
97 Bad Boy.
I was in the studio when he wrote "There Goes My Baby" for Usher.
Mm-hmm.
"Motivation" for Kelly Rowland
and
Heart Attack for Trey Songz, all in the same session.
Crazy.
So I
work.
Just, you know, it just expanded my mind, you know, to true craftsmanship of a song. You know, I learned, so I always call it Division One, my industry boot camp.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like I seen, man, Big John. So many executives came. Everybody came to see us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Big John, Will Smith, Jamie Foxx, Brandy. Everybody was coming.
They came,
you know what
here
I mean?
For my show. Brandy. Brandy
for the showcase.
And
Young Chris.
Young Chris
came.
And
Nelly.
And Nelly came.
Yeah.
That's
fire. They all came to support me.
They all came.
That's fire. Shout out to Rico,
we
man.
So
we
many
big ups.
I remember I was on Kool-Aid's label. Rest in peace,
Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I was on Lala.
People. You know, I went to high school of the arts, so I was in class with Lala.
We went to, we had a show at the Miramar Theater. I think I was about 17, and Rico was judging, and then he hit me on MySpace like a year later and was like, come out to the A. He was like, but why you cussing and talking about banging it? I was like, I'm from 14th and Burline. I don't know what else I'm supposed to talk about. But no, he let me have it. He did. He let me have it. And I've taken that advice since then, you know, throughout the year. So big shout out to Rico, man, for real.
All right, what's this, Pretty Woman?
Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman, sir, man. Let's get into it.
Another exclusive. Y'all tune in. Pretty Woman.
Yeah. This how we gonna do this right here. Pretty woman, it's something you should know. I ain't one of them, baby, I'm him. And that's one thing for sure. Pretty woman, it's almost time to go. And I got a lot of options, baby. Oh, yeah. So don't be moving slow. Pretty woman. Oh, yeah. I need you for show. Oh, yeah. I got a late night plan. Oh, yeah. And it's something you can't ignore.
you wanting more. Hey, yeah. Pretty woman. Ooh, I want you the most. Pretty woman, I make them crazy, have them beating down my door, yeah. I know you ain't met a real one like me, just go with the flow. Pretty woman, it's last call, and this joint about to close.
Finish that whiskey, man.
So put your number in my phone. Lock in and let's go explore. Pretty woman, oh, popping out tonight with a pretty woman. I just need one night. Pretty woman, you such a vibe. Pretty woman, oh, you got me hypnotized. Pretty woman, mesmerized. Pack it up, let's slide. Pretty woman, I know I can't deny. Pretty woman, oh.
101.7 The Truth. Man,
we
another
got two,
exclusive.
We
come
got
on,
two
man. We
two
and oh.
Two exclusive.
Two and oh. Listen, as a woman, as a pretty woman.
One her
own. I love that song.
Thank you.
I like the other song, too. I love that song. But this song, it hit different. Mm-hmm. It make you want to line dance and make you want to get up and clean your
barbecue
house and make you want to go to a family
make
reunion.
Make you feel beautiful.
It does. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and step out with your people, exactly. You know, and have a good time. That's, yeah, I support that record.
You would buy
pick
them
one.
Right now.
Pick one right now.
It depends on how I feel.
You're on the spot.
I can't pick one.
How you feel.
Pretty woman.
Hey, there we go.
Say less.
Shoes under the bed.
But I like that one too. I like that one too. But pretty woman is like it's universal.
Yeah.
You know? Right. It's something that makes you want to get up and dance.
But liking both is a great problem to have.
Yeah, that's a fact.
That's what we love.
I do like both of them, but that pretty woman hit different for sure.
Yeah, we got fire emojis in the chat. That guitar. They love that guitar.
Yes, dope. This is dope. Like, thank y'all for sharing this with us, first of all. Because I think it's real important. So a lot of our base is youth, right? That's what the show was created for. And to Meech's point, a lot of them that we work with, they're stuck in the box. But we know when we were younger, we were kind of stuck in a box too. But we want the listeners, not just the youth, we want Milwaukee to acknowledge the artists. And the producers, like, we are really making records like this, and it's coming from the crib. And I'm just excited that we got to hear it first.
Yeah. I mean,
Biko, I don't know. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. They got to step it up a little bit on WNOB.
Yeah.
We got exclusives.
It's really just, the show is really, you know, built for, you know, on my side and my vision for the show is just to kind of highlight the music that we got, that we really got going on, give it a different light, and then just the access to the radio that we don't have to be able to promote the music in a way that social media can't do it.
Right. So, facts.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Facts. So, it's enough work that has been put in for Milwaukee to have our own platform.
Yeah, music sound different when it's on the radio.
It do. And it hit different,
feel
too.
Feel different.
Yeah. It do.
And it pay different.
That part.
When the radio that hits part. Now.
Come on now.
We got to go to break to pay some bills. Do not touch that dial. We want to hear from you and get your feedback. 833-212-1017. Jazzy and Meech, tap in.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
101.7 The Truth, Jazz Tyler, Digi Meech. We got some special guests in the building. Wavy Boy, E2.
What's
MJ.
The word,
y'all? Yo, what up?
Mr. Milwaukee Royalty done stepped in the room, Meech.
I got to pay homage to my boys, man.
Absolutely, as you should. I'm trying to get back into this music because what I've heard so far was
for
just
yourself?
Like,
that's what I was finna say. Man, come on now, put it on the spot, Zach.
No, let's do it. We talking about MJ. These records are incredible, and
I couldn't do it without you.
Man, listen, sound good. shout out to the chat. There is a whole bunch of fire emojis and hearts. They are definitely
love,
feeling
y'all. Appreciate y'all.
The records. You want to introduce this next record?
We ready?
I'm waiting it for to load in my email.
Okay, well, you want to fill us in on the process?
So this next record, it's a Trail Ride record. The next record is a Trail Ride record. It's another Southern Soul. And it's actually called Trail Ride, right? Is
that what
it's called? That's
fire.
Trail Ride. So, you know, we on this Southern Soul journey and we trying to touch the people.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Hit them with some great music, some great vibes and dancing and kickbacks and four wheelers and whiskey and all that good stuff. Beautiful women.
Yeah. All right, let's go.
Sign me up.
So, check this out. Trail Ride.
We hit the trail, know we riding clean. Them country girls yelling, wait for me. Got the trail jumping like a trampoline. All them baddies shaking ass like a tamarind.
Shaking it like a tamarind.
Like I'm chocolate, like a Kit Kat. Break daddy off a piece of that. Flo-rida said, get low. But baby, can you drop it like a 6'4"?
Drop it like a 6'4".
Shorty, can you drive a stick? Better cuff your girl, cause I hit a lick. Them country girls fine and they hella thick. The ladies popping fast, but baby, can you pop it on man with no hands? I'm in town just to have a good time.
A good time.
Kicking up dust, stepping at the trail ride.
The
brown girls lit, drinking on that moonshine. Then me and Shorty locked eyes, picked up on her from behind. Like, what's your name?
What's your name?
Where you from? It don't matter who you hear when I'm no one. Do you bake, baby? Cause you got them cakes, baby. I'm down for whatever. Have some fun.
Came all the way from my 94.
I'm just a city slicker kicking down southern doors. You say you got here from town and now I'm 55. But baby, is you familiar with 69?
Yeah.
Smooth like a player, I'm a Mac, baby. Once you hooked, you was took, here's a rap, baby. You're just the right height and you're my speed. I'm only here for the nights and what it's gonna be. Have a good time. Kicking up dust, stepping at the trail ride.
The
brown girls lit, drinking on the moonshine. Then me and Shorty locked eyes, picked up on her from behind. Like, what's your name?
What's your name?
Where you from? It don't matter who you hear when I'm no one. Do you bake, baby? Cause you got them cakes, baby. I'm down for whatever, let's have some fun. What's your name? Where you from? It don't matter who you hear when I'm no one. Do you bake, baby? Cause you got them cakes, baby. I'm down for whatever. Let's have some fun.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. We might have to run that back. We might have to run that back. Listen, we just got another exclusive. How many was that, Meech?
That's three.
Three in a row.
Three
in a row.
Listen,
I'm about to go buy.
I'm headed to the store to go get some Daisy Dukes, some cowgirl boots, a corset, and a cowgirl hat. We outside, CeCe? We outside.
CeCe, what's your name? Where you from? Where you from?
No, that was amazing. What was that process like creating that one? That sounds like a very fun record to make.
That boy is good.
When we get together, the type of fun that we have in the studio, like just creating the ambiance, candles, the music, I mean, the people that's in there, everybody's having a good time. We barbecuing outside. You know, we got a little whiskey, you know what I'm saying? A little something.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, just a little something, man. The vibes are beautiful, man. It's a lot of storytelling. Yeah. You know, we're talking about our past, you know, where we want to go, and we just being creative.
But it's so crazy weird, because if you ever come to the studio with us, you'll be like, how are they working?
I'm doing a real truth report on the studio. And we're going to do Jazz first verse in there.
Let's
you
do
know
it.
What?
Facts. Let's do
Don't
it.
Don't pay attention to me. He be trolling. Stop lying to these people. No, but I absolutely love that record. I love all three. So now.
Pick one.
I was just going to say. Between this
and the band.
Okay, so we're going to go.
Okay, if you trail riding.
Trail riding number one.
Barbecue. Or you,
Pretty
or,
Woman number two.
Or you at the.
And then Shoes on the Bed. And it's no,
caught up.
It's no favoritism. It's just that the way that the trail ride, I can see it in my head. Like, I don't even know if y'all shot a video, but I see it.
You got the exclusive. This is not out yet.
That's where you're at.
Man, listen. That.
We ain't even got that far.
I'm ready to turn up.
So what's your three? Because now we heard it from a beautiful woman, what her three is.
I like The Pretty Woman.
Number one?
No, that was number two.
No, but
yeah, what's number one?
What's one, two, and three?
Oh, what's two and three?
Yeah. Top three.
Pretty Woman.
Number one.
Under the Bed.
Number two.
And then Trail Ride.
Then Trail Ride.
Okay.
Yeah, Trail Ride gonna be first for me. Yeah,
he ain't trying to have them Daisy Dukes and Boots on, so you know what I'm saying? Of course he don't want Trail Ride.
No, I mean just the way I listen to music, you know.
Yeah.
I mean the Trail Ride is it could be specifically for
that.
Well,
I'm gonna be biased anyways, cause ain't nobody leaving no shoes under my bed. You understand? You
sound like my sister.
Ain't nobody leaving no shoes under my bed.
How she got caught up like that?
But I was taught to put my keys, everything in my shoe.
Yeah, that's an old man. Yeah.
That's the easiest
that's
way.
My granddaddy advice.
That's also the easiest way to get robbed.
I'm not.
It's in his shoe.
No, I mean now that you probably know, but I'm not leaving nothing.
Yeah, get caught like that. Okay.
When it's time to go, I'm grabbing just my shoes. I'm not trying to be
right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
Girls on your pocket.
Yeah, she must have knocked his shoes off.
I mean, they be forgetting. You know, you probably know they don't know they forget that you put your stuff in your shoes or.
Man, listen, thank y'all so much. Like, genuinely, thank y'all so much for allowing us and our listeners to have that exclusive experience. It's something we never
likewise.
Get to do at the crib.
Biko said shoes under the bed.
Shoes under the bed. Yeah.
Told you.
That's what the chat's saying?
Yeah.
That's what Biko said.
Oh, he in the chat.
That's what Biko said. But yeah, thank you guys so much for pulling up and allowing us to, you know, listen to that. Like, I'm proud, man. I'm proud to be
there
from the
go.
Crib
thanks
when I hear stuff
us.
Like this.
Yeah, sure, man. Come on, man. No. They gonna come back
really
when we make some more hits.
Yes.
When yes, the album
indeed.
Drop.
No, we coming back with the same hits.
No.
What you say? Running back.
Running back.
When the album drop.
Before we head out, how can people purchase tickets again for the...
July 17th, RWP. Make sure y'all go on the rave. Go on the rave and you can get
right
your tickets from
website.
The rave. Right to their website. Make sure y'all pull up June 18th for MJ's listening party.
Brownstone.
Yes. Y'all. Please,
7 p.m. doors open.
And we still need a sponsorship if 101.7 or Biko
like
get added to the flyer. For
I know
the,
that's right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
We got to talk about that.
I mean, he all in the chat. Fire
yeah,
him up.
Yeah, come on, Biko. Where the money?
I got to throw this out there because I hit my 1 million mark in views on
that's
my
go.
Instagram. I did the remix to spin that. So y'all go check that out on my Instagram.
Let's
it's official MJ. MJ is spelled EMJ. J-A-Y, official MJ on Instagram.
Let's go. Thank you guys so much. Shout out to all the listeners. We will be live and direct tomorrow, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Got Big Frank tomorrow.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, that's dope. Shout out Big Frank.
Who been laying where are they? Who been calling you, babe? Whoa, those ain't my shoes under the bed. Don't even try to explain.